evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, April 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who you're broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's Independence Day celebrations.
Thousands of people attended Zimbabwe's Independence Day celebrations in Bulawayo today. This was the first time for the country to mark Independence Day outside of Harare since 1980.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa called for peace and unity in the country, noting that Zimbabwe's social and economic problems would be over if all citizens worked together.
Some opposition parties, which have over the years boycotted such events, were invited by the government. Some parties like the Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, were represented by a councillor and a parliamentarian.
Ngiwambe mahlabazulu njani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhlanje ke uhlelo lwethu sikhuluma ngozibuse sewasijula umdlalo usuku lukazibuse sibonile khona ngale eBarber Fields Stadium enkundleni enkulu koBulawayo ngemidlalo kulabantu kade bethakazelela uzibuse sibone umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhona ngale ke khuluma ukuthi abantu kumele phela bebambane ukuze kube lenkululeko kule Zimbabwe sibone njalo kulabanye kade besenza okutshiyeneyo abebutho bematsha njengakhona kwabajala ukwenza mavela sokuthi bangene stadium bayenze khonokho ukuthi baveze ubuciko babo kukhonokho-ke ukuthi umsebenzi wabo uqhutshwa njani sibone njalo kulabanye akade betshaya ingungu abanye begida abanye besenza-ke okuthiyeneyo njengakhonokho okujala ukwenziwa ngesikhathi se-independence so-ke sibonile njalo-ke egwanda bekulo mcimbi ofanayo le ndaweni ezinye ezijiyeneyo ezimbabwe lapho ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubemelwe khona ngama-resident ministers ezabelweni zonke siyabona ke ukuthi kulabanye sibili abathi uzibuse kakho ezimbabwe bathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lohulumente wakhe bakhahlameza uzulu siyakhumbula ukuthi waba lokhetho ngo-2018 ukhetho lwangikhona-ke lwangani luyahlupha kakhulu bagcina kwakho kuhanjiswa emthethwandaba so abantu bathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wangena esikhundleni ngendlela engayisiyo so siyakhumbula njalo ukuthi kwaba lokudubulana lokunye okuthize abantu bafa sibili befela ukuthi befuna ukuthi kuphume impumela yokhetho kwaze wahanjiswa-ke e-constitutional court ukuthi kuye lungisa udaba lolo kula ngale-ke wakhulunywa ukuthi uMnangagwa nguye onqobileyo kukhetho kodwa-ke ibandla le-MTC Alliance kwaleso sikhathi elalikhokhelwa ngoNelson Chamisa nakuphikisa konke lokhu lisithi kulobo ngundengunde obenziweyo so-ke sikhuluma nje ukuze kube namhlanje abakubandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change bangani bakhangela umongameli njengomuntu ongani wangena esikhundleni ngendlela engayisiyo kodwa-ke lamhla-ke imavela sibebethume abantu ababili khona ngalo ukhansela lomunye omele ijali lephalamende ukuthi baye emcimbini lo so singazi ukuthi sebeguqule izenzo kumbe sokuhamba njani kodwa kuhambe njalo so kunjalo-ke imavela
aiwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro zuva reindependence kana kuti zuva rekupemberera kuchitonga kuzere nhasi taona mabiko aya eindependence achiitwa iwo kuBulawayo kekutanga kubvira nyika yawana kuchitonga kuzere muna 1980 taona zvakare pachiitiko apa paine nhumwa dzanga dziri kubva kubato kumapato anopikisa anosanganisira vari muPoland taona zvakare vamwe vakadai savana vamadhuku vanga variko taona muzvare Linda Tsungirai Masarira velead vanga variko navamonzora vemdct kana kuti mdc alliance tavaona variko zvakare tikaona zvakare bato recitizens coalition for change richiwana iro richitumira nhumwa mbiri kuchiitiko ichi vanga vari kuti ivo pachiitiko chanhasi vatumira ivo nhumwa dzinova idzo kanzura nevamwe vari muparamende saka tange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zvaitika kumabiko aya eindependence aitwa kuBulawayo kekutanga tazoonawo zvakare paine mitambo yakadai sebhora tichiona masoja achifora tikaona police band ichiridza nezvimwewo zvakawanda zvanga zviri kuitika pachiitiko ichi tange tiri kutarisa kuti independence inorevei asi kune vamwewo vari kutaura ivo pari zvino hapana chavari kuwanikwa ivo vachipembera sezvo zvinhu zvakaoma munyika uye zvetichangobva kuviga chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vaElvis Nyati vatakaona vachivigwa ikupapera kwevhiki rino kuBulawayo. Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got our first guest, and that is Dr. Simba Mabaza. He is based in UK, so he belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party, and today he's wearing yellow. So I don't know whether that yellow is part of ZANU-PF or he has defected, but I know that he has not defected. Dr. Mabaza, how are you?
I'm fine, Gibbs. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Very interesting, Geb. Very interesting outfit, you know?
I think people have been confused by this abuse of color by the CCC. This is our color. It is on our flag, on our national flag. It is again on our party flag. And the yellow represents the minerals we get in Zimbabwe. So, every Zimbabwean can put on yellow whenever they want to. This has nothing to do with CCC. CCC will try to steal as many colors as possible. But yellow remains an independent color for everybody. We should not be ashamed to put on yellow because it is our color. It started.
Yes, we understand that. So Independence Day today, independence celebrations. What's your take on?
Yes, where that Zimbabwe marked its 42nd independence anniversary today, with the president presiding over the national celebrations in Bulawayo, which is the first time since independence. Since the devolution came into practice, the president decided to spread even all the national functions into towns, which means the next year will be in Mashingo, the other year will be in Mutare. So we'll be going in each and every town. It means independence is for every Zimbabwean wherever you are, not necessarily in Harare. Again, you'd find out that all along, we used to have independence celebrations in Harare, but every town would have their celebrations manned by their mayor or by the resident ministers in those areas. But because now we have got this listening president, the people's president, he now wants to go himself again into those towns and officiate over national programs to show that we are a united nation. And we are one country. We don't have rulings done in Harare, and we don't have things done outside Harare only. So we need to understand that. And as you can see, Comrade Mnangagwa said the main event in Bulawayo is a fulfillment of government's decision to decentralize the national celebrations, which are very, which is quite historic and extraordinary. We are pleased, and we are actually privileged, us, including you guys, to witness Zimbabwe decentralizing functions for the first time in 42 years. But enough about Bulawayo. Let's go to what we expect you today. Yes, for the past 42 years, we've had our successes, our struggles, our falls, pitfalls, and we rose. We are a story as Zimbabwe of people who have gone through the storm and out of the storm. We've understood to be peaceful in the moments of storm. Even if our ship is battered, we hold the anger holds. As a result, you hear the president today talking about unity and unity and unity. And again, we have noticed that today, for the first time, a number of opposition parties joined the president and the people of Zimbabwe in celebrations. We want to applaud these political parties for their maturity. One, it shows that a national event is not a ZANU-PF event. It is for every Zimbabwean. And we are so grateful to have mature politicians like Wamonzora, who had come in person, Comrade Maduku. We have CCC had sent three members of parliament and some few councillors, and Comrade Wende was there. So you see, we have a lot of people who have come for these celebrations from different parties, even some small parties like the Lead by Linda Masaira. They came, even one man parties, but they came as well. So in other words, we're saying every walk of our life in Zimbabwe was on its way to the to Bamako Stadium. Mm-hmm. We are grateful for that. And that, it shows that we are now a mature country where the opposition and the ruling party come together for one reason only, the reason of celebrating our freedom, our independence, and our breaking free from the colonial powers.
Yes, marvelous. Can you chip in there? Maybe...
Dr. Mavaza, so Tora quite a deep Iwa, Nastawana Maka, Fika Yellow, Sway Independence. We as a Dofunga, Amainu, Chokora, Tamuz, Awe, Rachawa, what you want to write Tora. Independence in already. Tichuona kuti nasi taona hii kuitiwa kukula wae. Sei, batu ringira funga kuita independent celebration kukula wae.
Chaitika nchekuti mutunga mili yohurume ndene batu ole ZANU-PF. Rawona zakafanyira kuti nyaye kusununga kwe Zimbabwe. Aingwe itukwa mundu mbe mgeche etesi agada siya Harare. Inofanywa kupatani uwa ichenda one zimwe nzimbo zaka siyana siyana. Zaka itao sana bula wayo. Godernu ya chenda huku mashiko, tuenda kugweru, tuenda huku kamutare. Tichingo neku bindura, tichingo ina kwa sena siyana. Chiko nzero ndiche kuti independence haisi, haina kuruirwa nebato ni mwechete, yaka ruirwa newa na vesewe Zimbabwe. Saka wa amunanga kwa rugeza kutiratinza kuti no iwene ni tinebasa, tineche kuita mukatime Zimbabwe. Zwara nasa harisi zware mabato, harisi zware kukambena. Arizware kupopotera nekutuka vanhu izware kutaura kuti ngatifarei nekuti akasununguka uye zvinatsanangura mavhu kuti ruvara rufumburwa rakafeka uru ruri paflag yedu yeZimbabwe runoratidza kuti zvicherwa zvemunyika yedu zvinoita goridhe saka toti ruvara rwegoridhe ruri pa mureza wedu zvakare weZANU-PF uyezve tatitikuzivise kuti ruvara uru Triple C vakaedza kuruba asi havakwanisi kurutora because ndirwe munhu wese weZimbabwe arikuda kushandisa saka vakapfeka ruvara rwako rwakaita sepfumbu seuru hausi kuti uri munhu weTriple C uri ngori munhu weZimbabwe anoziva kuti akagara tichiona ruvara rwakadai so kubva kare nakare kana muchida kuona pahuro paPresident Mnangagwa pakanyanya kuoneka Nekuda kweruvara rinenge ruri paruchira rwakaiswa muhuro mevetungamiriro venyika. Pekupedzisira ndoda kuti tingoti patiri kupemberera makore makumi mana nemairi ekuzvitonga muZimbabwe. President wedu vataura kuti ngatisaitei kuti tipatsanuse vanhu asi ngatidzidzei kubatana kana kuva vanhu vari pamwe chete vanorwira nyika yavo. Tisaite vanhu vanoti kana vachinge vaenda kunze kwenyika uko. Vatenge kuparadzira mashoko ekutukirira nekushoresa nyika yeZimbabwe. Zvara nasararidza kuti seZimbabwe ngatibatane pamwe chete ngatikanganwe ihondo dzedu pazvara nhasi tibatane sevana vemunhu mumwe chete vanhu vaZimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Before we go to Mr. Tsokora, let's take Bongi. Bongi, kunjani? Yeah, siyaphila kakhulu. Awusethu wena uzibuse umbona njani mama?
Mina ngwele Botswana manje kwe Habron. So nyakwazi kuti namhlanje ila likazibuse. Hayi, ngijabulile nje ukuthi ila likazibuse, angila nkinga le nto eziningi. Phela nje ukuthi ila likazibuse ngi-right ngakho.
Singatona ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani ukukhululekile yini kweZimbabwe kumbe akula nkululeko kume njani?
Yeyi, lokho kwenkululeko singakulandela kakhulu. Ngeke sikukwanise so kumele sikwenze ukuthi sibambane nje sonke nini ukuze kube nenkululeko eZimbabwe kumele sibambane singaqekelani phansi
ye khuluma la ngesona uyasikwanisa isona nxa ufisa ungene konapho ngizwe ngani kumbe ukukhuluma isiTswana
angesazi sishona nyasizwa angesazi
ye so ke manje wena ubona kwakho kwino kwakwenziwa kugcina seBotswana kodwa kulozibuze kweZimbabwe
kwa kungela msebenzi ngahamba sibile esikolweni anzange ngaphumelela kahle ku-form 4 ngabona ukuthi ingcono ngezidingela umsebenzi kwele Botswana
ye singathi usebenza umsebenzi obuhlungu kanganani usebenza umsebenzi onjani xa ngabatshela sithi bezwe esilabo khonapho umsebenzi olawo njalo kuhlupha kanganani uyafisa njalo nokuthi ubuyele kwele Zimbabwe
Yebo mpela ngiyafisa ukuthi mbuyele kwele Zimbabwe. Umsebenzi ongisebenzayo ngisebenza ezindlini, ngisebenza ama-India. Yeyi, ngiyasebenza sibili, ngisebenza ngingena ngo-8 ekuseni, ngishayise ngo-5 ntambama, ngiphinde mbuyele futhi ngo-8 ntambama. Hayi, kunzima sibili ngoba lokuthuka uyabuthuka lasemsebenzini wangikhona. Kodwa uyabungela plani, le mali yakuyihola yabe incane. So uyabungela ukuthi uzoyenzani ngoba abantwana baba befuna ukudla ekhaya.
Ye, siyawuza kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khonapho Ntombi endala ungayikhatshana. Mr. Tsokola, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Makadi Muri Zimbabwe yakateerera.
No, very well. Today we've got so many yellows. I should have put on my yellow as well. So Tsokola, your ugly has got a yellow color today.
I just like that we have managed to yellowize Muzukuru Wangu. Dr. Mabaza is now yellowized completely, and it's very good. Welcome, Dr. Mabaza. Welcome to the yellow family.
Yeah, so give us your take about independence celebrations.
Yes, I will answer a question that you haven't answered, that Triple C attended the independence celebrations in Bulawayo today. I think we have always said that President Chamisa is the grandfather in the house, is the father in the country. He has always been trying to reach out to ZANU-PF, to Emmerson Mnangagwa. You remember at one time he even wrote a letter that they be over the issues that are bedeviling our country. And that letter was never responded to. But when you hear ZANU-PF everywhere, they'll be saying President Chamisa is the one who is refusing dialogue in Zimbabwe. But look here what has happened. Triple C leadership, our organizing secretary, Bachibaya, and the secretary general, S.G. Wende, attended the celebrations in Bulawayo, of course, at the request of President Chamisa. That just shows that it's a message to Zimbabweans that as Triple C, we value what our liberators did, our forefathers and our foremothers. We value what the likes of Josiah Magamatongo Gara, Lookout Masuku, Dr. Mukabu Kongomo, and many others who died, who sacrificed for this struggle. That cannot be taken away. We appreciate what those people did. But of course, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are saying we are independent. Zimbabwe is not yet Uhuru. We continue to fight. That's why you heard President Chamisa talking about the fourth Chimurenga. We now need to ensure that we begin to realize the fruits of the likes of Tongo Gara died for. We need to get the land to the people. We need to ensure that our Zimbabweans are economically free and they've got jobs. You see, you heard what my sister in Botswana was talking about, what she is going through. She is echoing the sentiments of millions others that are in the diaspora. We are not supposed to be in the diaspora if a Zimbabwe is truly independent. We are suffering here. We are living as slaves. Our dignity has been stripped away from us. You saw how Elvis died in South Africa. That's not an indication of a nation that is independent. So we are not yet fully independent. And the fourth Chimurenga will be completed in 2023 when President Chamisa comes into power. But I think the nation of Zimbabwe, the people of Zimbabwe, including ZANU-PF itself, should be so happy and excited by what Triple C did today, that they attended the independence celebrations. It shows maturity. It shows that we agree with the people of Zimbabwe that Zimbabwe was freed and that people died. Blood was taken away. Blood was shed for this country. But like I said, we do not agree with the way things have turned out. I think Dr. Mukabu Kongomo is turning in his grave that this is what he fought for, that this is the Zimbabwe that he fought for, together with Josiah Magamatongo Gara and many others. They must be very angry in their graves that this is what they died for, because it's not the Zimbabwe that they fought for.
Thank you very much. We also have Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Marvelous. Quiet. Then we go to Wonge. Quiet. Yes, Marvelous. Can you hear me? Yes,
go ahead. Kuti shatauna shitika nasa. Shinoreva ere kuti CCC ya chinja. Shavanga varu kumbuita patai makora fura. Apo vaiti iwa hawa wanikuwe vachi recognize mtungamiru wenyika. Vachinja ere, machinja ere.
It's not recognizing. It's not recognizing. This is we have done this before. Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai used to attend some of these celebrations, and you also recognize that President Chamisa himself once attended an independence celebration at the National Sports Stadium. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we agree and we recognize Emmerson Mnangagwa as the president. We are there. We were there to celebrate the nation's independence. It really doesn't have anything to do with the leadership of Emmerson Mnangagwa. We have our differences, and we have put them out there. But if it is a national day, it is a national day. We go and celebrate those that died for this struggle, those that shed blood for this struggle. We cannot ignore that.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's go to Uba Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Baba Ncube, siyabonga ukhelo
baba. Siyabonga njani.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba. So akutsho ukuthi unibona njani uzibuse ezibaba?
Uzibuse eZimbabwe asilaye. Asilaye uzibuse asilayo inkululeko. Abantu abangabe bele inkululeko lo zibuse ngabezana. Ukuze uzizwe ukhululekile uba yizanu njalo ube yizanu elesikhundla kodwa ke labo vele kabakhululeka ngokuya ngapi ngoba abakukhulumayo kumele baqale balalele ukuthi khona abakhulu babo bafuna ukuthi bathi so ke kuyize ukuthi kukhulunywe ngenkululeko ikakhulu kwelakithi eMathebeni leMidlands yikho lapho kuthe khona nxa kuphuma uSmith evulala abantu obe kunganeno ke kube sokungena ke kuthiwa kulo zibuse kusuka lapho kubulawa abantu bakithi bayaqedwa so ke mina vele nxa kukhunywa kuthiwa kule independence umbe kuthiwa kulo mcimbi okhona kuyabe kungumcimbi owezana kimi kufika engqondweni ukuthi ngikhumbule ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo singabantwana abancane esaba exposed kuko so ke ngaleyo ndlela angeke umuntu okhuluma ngeindependence la ngokukhululeka ngumuntu oklolodayo ozositshengisa ukuthi yena uyakholisa uyagiya uyaqolotsha thina sisidla inqoqo zomlomo sibulewe umnotho wakithi ungekho imfundo ingekho ngendaba yenkululeko yaleyo kwathiwa inkululeko kodwa kuyinkululeko mphumphulu siyabona
ye so akufani ngesikhiwa khona koko wakhuluma ngakho ba
Yes, to me and a lot of people from Matebele, when you talk about independence, it's a joke because there is no independence, there is no freedom that is there in Zimbabwe. You have got to be ZANU-PF for you to feel some semblance of being free. You have got to be ZANU-PF. It's either you are an official, but it doesn't also guarantee that you are fully free. You are only free in the eyes of the world, just pretending. So for us, it is an insult for anyone to say they are celebrating, dancing Kongonya, saying that there is freedom. Because if there was freedom, we would genuinely be free and we wouldn't be scattered all over the world. We would be in our country. So when we see people that are saying they celebrate independence, it is an insult to us for anyone to claim that there is celebration of independence. When you come to Papa Fields there, you are reminding us of those rallies that were actually steering violence in my Matebele land, where people were being killed after independence. And the killings were even worse than before independence. Some of us, we were young, but we could discern what was happening. So this month, when it comes, for us, it's a month of weeping, a month of remembering our subjugation, exploitation, slavery, as it were. Thank you.
Yes, I was a good guy, Mama Ubongi. Ebongi, we are going to Akuluma. Kulabanye bathi independence isikhathi esihle kakhulu eZimbabwe, kube labanye abathi hayi independence wana kula lutho. Wena khona ngapho ke eBotswana la uyachuthi ngani mani into zokuhambeli kahle. So ke wena ukubona njani ukuthi kuzahamba njani uze wena uthi sokune independence kwele Zimbabwe? Ngena khonapho ke Bongi, ngiphosela kuma.
Hey, mina kuze ngibone ukuthi sokule independence yeZimbabwe. Ukuthi sibone lati mina ngihlala eplan sibone lati ngapha sisuke lapha lati sesigithi ngapha eZimbabwe zokulokuthula zokule misebenzi so sesikwazi nje lati kuba free nje elizweni lethu sesikwazi ukuthi ngangcono ngibe ngizoba ngumade eZimbabwe hayi la elizweni labanye abantu because lapho uyabubizwa ngamabizo ngamagama amanye angayisiwo ene uthathelwa phansi impela ukuthi ayi umuntu mayefuna ukukubhadala imali singakubhadala noma 100 pula mayefuna umsebenzele sibili kodwa ke ngoba asila plan siyayithatha le 100 pula ngoba abantwana bafuna ukudla asila plan
yes silobabokezano lapha akumtshele sibili ukuthi kuyini okwakwenziwa ukugcina usuke eBotswana ngukhulumende ongenza ukuthi ube le msebenzi kumbe wagcina wazihambela nje akumtsheli silaye lapho baba umabazi qhubeka mama
mina ngasuka ngisiza ngapha eBotswana ngoba uhulumende wethu engenandaba nathi akalandaba nathi yena vele angazi ukuthi indaba engelandaba lathi but ngasuka nje ngaze eBotswana ngoba engelandaba nathi akula misebenzi akula lutho nje elizweni lethu alukho lutho olukhona so ukusuka kwami ngapho ukuthi ngibuye ngapha ngizozabalaza lami zabalazela abantwana kwakungela ukuthi ngizothini because abantwana bazifuna ukudla
yeah so siyakuzwa kakhulu bamba khonapho ukuthi ngiye kubaba uMabaza angahambi kwabanye ubambe khonapho Bongi ungakatshani so Dr. Mabaza kewe kodwa Lady Bongi who says she left Zimbabwe because of the bad economic situation and is now working in Botswana where she's a domestic worker she says it would rather be better for her to be in Zimbabwe working as a domestic worker than in Botswana because there, you know, they are being treated like slaves, you know, literally. So she says it's because the government isn't doing much back in Zimbabwe to transform the economy. So speak about that. I'll give you a minute. Then we go to Mr. Bongani Dube. So Dr. Mabaza, go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I understand Bongi's predicament, but she explained to you that she did not do very well in her O-levels, and that is the reason why she decided to go to Botswana because she could not get a job, which was
commensurate. But her explanation is, since she didn't do well, she was going to be a better domestic worker in Zimbabwe, like being a domestic worker in Botswana, because the government isn't doing much to transform the economy. So that Mr. Mabaza can hire domestic workers.
No, I need you to understand what the president said today. I can quote word to word. He said, let us not grow tired, but keep marching forward with joy and great optimism, determination, zeal, and focus on unity, peace, and freedom. He says the good times, they lie ahead of us. Yes, the 42 years we've had, it was a journey which had its own difficult times, including sanctions and other things. Zimbabwe has been really battered by a number of economic problems. We cannot say that our economy is the best. No, it's not. We cannot stand up here and say everybody in Zimbabwe is happy economically. No, we are not. But we are peaceful, and we have got peace in the country. Yes, the problems have been there, but it is wrong to say the government has not been helping. The government has been helping. The government has been trying. We've got so many jobs now coming up. And the more economic production which is required in Zimbabwe, we are seeing it now. And the government has remained unwavering in its commitment to create opportunities in agriculture, in mining, manufacturing, tourism, and infrastructures, healthcare, education, science. And we can say the list is long. And as Zimbabweans at home and abroad, we should not be scared to come back home and start something. We don't only have to be employed. We have to employ ourselves. We have to create our self-employment. Zimbabwe is we are hoping this year to have at least adequate grain harvest, despite the rains which came late. And once we've got those grain, the harvest is adequate. We do not have suffering, do not have that hunger which other countries suffer from. So, yes, we are not happy abroad where people are. We rather be home. Those home is best. But it is not the reason of our party. It is the reason of the parties which are secretary, but I can tell you best, those who have been asking for sanctions, those who have been putting Zimbabwe into a collision with the economy, those who have been putting the government into a bad name, not because it is bad, but because they've got people who are fighting the goodness of the country. But our saying from the beginning, today is our Independence Day, not to talk about the individual political parties. And again, we are free. It is wrong. Let me answer this one before you take the mic from me. It is wrong for Nube to say that you are not free unless you are ZANU-PF. It is his short-mindedness. He has a very short mind and he has to be held. You are free because you are Zimbabwean. You don't have to be ZANU-PF to be free. You have to be Zimbabwean to be free. There are very rich people in Zimbabwe who are not ZANU-PF. There are very free people in Zimbabwe who are not ZANU-PF. So being ZANU-PF does not mean you are free. Being ZANU-PF, it means you know the best party to support. But you have to work towards a better life for yourself. Don't wait for the government to come and work for you. It's not the duty of the government to work for you. It's you who should work for the government.
Thank you very much. What is missing? Ubaba, Ubongan, Dube. Babu Dube, say, Homge, Lokhelo. What is Kaka, Lawe, Konama, 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 Neng, Simi, Lokuzwa. Ngena, Konama, Tu.
Siyabonga babu Dube, njebe ngene likuzolalela kodwa senza phosa amabili amathathu.
Yeah, phosa
babu. Mina ngizakhuluma ngoZibuse. UZibuse asinaye and two into engizayisho. Ma abantu bethi khona uZibuse ngwabo kuZANU-PF. Ubaba engayali engazathi short minded. So ba right kakhulu mabe sitho njalo because thina lapho esiphuma khona uZibuse asikamtholi. Now, Mr. Dube, I've got 48 years now. Angazi ngisebenze mina eZimbabwe, ngiyazi i-pay slip. Now, uma engabuyela sendle 50 years noma ikhampani engangiqhatsha yiphi. And two, kungathathwanga ukuthi khona sithi lizwe le 42 years. Then kube sokuzothathwa kuthiwa njengoba umuntu angagwe sengenile. Sokuthathwa ngathi kuthiwa ngu-phase 2. Lokho kufana nje ekuqaleni noma engenile bengacathi ngakho. Ukuthi bona behlulekile abantu bagcwele indawo zonke ungathi umuntu ukhululekile mayigcwele indawo zonke singaphuma ngelizweni ngana abantwana bethu abafundanga baningi abantu abafundisa abantwana ezikolo baningi abantu abafundisa abantwana ezikolo abantu laba bengafundanga bona ngokwabo kuqala kodwa befisa ukuthi abantu babo bebengcono kulaleso simo bona abayiso sona so mabe sithi uZibuse abanayo umqondo wabo awukho shoti babo lokuzena sikuthi umqondo wabo umfishane muntu umqondo wabo bakhuluma ngento abayibonayo bakhuluma ngiyafisa ukuthi bona abaholi bezanu-PF ngani bangena ku community bebona ukuthi community yona iphila njani ihlupheke okungakanani but bona bakhuluma bese emahofisini abakwazi ukuthi uhamba kanjani le lokuzena independence nale yade beyiselebrate bathethe imali banikana ku-catering banikana kudekho banikana ngapi banikana akula ukuthi khona babefika njengokuthi isizalwane seZimbabwe umuntu lo uyenza kahle akula umuntu abamnikezayo ukuthi khona thatha le into njengoba utsenza kahle ukuthi wena ukuphi kuyiphi iphathi akusebenzi imali idliwa yibo ukuthi mina njengesizalwane sakhona phana angeke lokuze ngiyakhuluma ngimele abantu abangasebenziyo vele kunzima kakhulu impilo yalaphana asikhululekanga sesisabaleka emakhaya siyafa emazweni siphila kabuhlungu emazweni sibhataliswa irent siyasebenza imali yangikhona iphelele erentini uthole i-R200 uyihambise ebantwaneni ukuthi besurvive kubuhlungu kakhulu babuDube asikhululekanga noma engathi siyakuhlanganisa ama-issues kodwa kugcina kuchaphazele kokunye because kwini ukukhululeka kodwa ngani sikhuluma ngokuthi sikhululekile ngani bonke abantu basebenza ekhaya ngani bonke abantu bayajabula basekhaya ngama-holiday mina ngitshola ukuthi ndezihlobo engazigcinayo I think le 15 years engakaze ngizibone engakaze ngidlala ikhisimusi lazo so uyabona into enjengayenaleyo ungathi ngikhululekile kodwa ngiyafisa ukuthi kube njalo ma ngisiya gizo, which means SID ne one kuyama. So okungakho ukuthi khona abantu sesikhuluma iqiniso dube like abantu bemathebeleland abantu abakhululekanga bona abavume nxa yabona uma umuntu yokusola babudube ukhuluma ngokuthi lungisa iphutha manje wena ungayenza inkani ukuthi khona ululungisa iphutha ukuthi wena afuna ukugxekwa wena uyenza lokho wena okwenzayo ngiyabonga babudube
yes abakhulu ke uthi sizwe ke udube ukuthi uthini sihayi ku utonda sokora sorry, Mr. Ncube. So, Mr. Ncube, you heard Mr. Pawasa saying, maybe you've got a short memory. Can you respond there, then we go to Mr. Tawanda Sokora?
Yes, that actually shows the insensitivity that Mabaza and his organization are having. Because this is what he tells us and everyone, that we do not have independence. We do not have freedom. We have got people who will lie until they believe their lies to be true. Dr. Mabaza knows very much that he is misrepresenting facts. He should allow us to say what we have experienced in Zimbabwe and what we are continuing to experience today. Right now, in his right mind, he wants to believe that there is a new dispensation in Zimbabwe. That is a hoax. It's not. We are having people that were there in 1980. So we cannot be fooled to think that when Mabaza is just saying his romantic story from Shakespeare's fairy tale, he brings it here. He wants people to believe that. We are suffering. That is a fact. We experience that. That is a fact. And to say that somebody failed the O-levels, how many people are having those O-levels? A levels, diplomas, degrees, etc. Even people that are having doctorates, like Dr. Mabaza, what are they doing? We are having those people in Kai. People that are having master's degrees, they cannot work. And you cannot tell everyone that they should be a business person. Where does that happen? People have got various fields where they should be. People like Mabaza, they are working. And these politicians are at work, they are earning a salary. But they are busy telling other people to do business. That is misplaced. It shows the lack of foresight that is in these people. He should be the one, the first person, to admit that things are not right in the country. With or without sanctions, there is nothing that is happening. Smith had sanctions. We even had the AVM bus being manufactured in Zimbabwe during Smith's time. What are they doing today? The things they are things about the command, what command agriculture, command nonsense, things that don't work. So we cannot be listening to somebody trying to fool us. The Buhle is suffering in Botswana. I feel pity for her. I'm in her situation as well. We need the responsible leaders, leaders that will listen to people to say, we are stuck. We don't have the brains. What can be done? There is lots of people in Zimbabwe who can change that country. We are having people who don't have a clue. Mabaza and the company, they are just calling themselves doctors. I don't know what kind of doctors. Doctors that listen to owls during the night, hooting omens that are not useful to anyone. We don't need that. We don't have independence in Zimbabwe. Even those that were dancing Kongonya, they are just dancing wasting time. They should be sitting down to say we need a development planning. People that understand the development, not people that just went to the war. If you carry a gun, then you become somebody to be our savior. It doesn't work.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Marvelous.
I want to say simple. Apotanga trukuz kwa mnyari kani vedu varukutiwa varukutsa manisha chao bwana doctor Mabaza nikutiwa vasku wizana nasho. Asi regate imbonzwa kuva kuna Sabile Dewa we Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence anga kuda kupinda mchirongwa but network ku Zimbabwe aisipita zvakanaka saka regate inzwe zvari kutaurawo pamusoro penyaya yezuva ranhasi.
Zuva reIndependence kwatiri seorganization inoshanda nemadzimai ada kupinda maleadership positions. Izuva rakatikoshera rinotipa nguva yekukudza nekucelebrate madzimai vechidiki nevanasikana vakazvipira kuenda kunorwisa hondo vachirwira hondo yechimurenga zvinhu zvanga zvisina kupfava kuti vechidiki vanosiya chikoro vakadzi vanosiya dzimba vachienda kunobatsirana nevarume vachirwira hondo yerusununguko asi takatarisa izvezvi 42 years later zvinhu zvizhinji zvakarwirwa nemadzimai aya zvisati zvazadziswa sezvamuri kungoona madzimai Zimbabwe yese anongobata zvinzvimbo zveleadership zvakaita sekuita macouncelors maMPs maschool development committees mayouth center committees nyika yese tingori pa15% izvo zvinopikisana nezvinotaurwa neconstitution handifunge kuti vasikana nemadzimai akaenda kuhondo akarwira kuti vanhu vazvarire mumba kuti vana vakure vasina zvitupa vasina mabirth certificate vanoda kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika madzimai achirohwa achishungurudzwa achibatwa zvibharo hatifunge kuti ndizvo zvakarwira vana veZimbabwe so tinoramba tichingoshuvira kuti zvakarwirwa nemadzimai nevasikana muhondo yechimurenga zviwanikwe zvichiiswa pamberi zvichisusukidzwa kuti tese tizofarawo Stavile Dewa, Executive Director of Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, Walbe.
Yeah, thank you for that. Marvelous. So let's go to Mr. Tawanda Tsokora. So Mr. Tsokora, I think you've heard Mr. Mabasa saying the government is trying its best, you know, to transform the economy and make Zimbabwe better than what it is today. So what's your take on that? Mr. Tsokora?
I think it's an embarrassment to ZANU that their mouth comes and claims that the situation is better in Zimbabwe, that Emmerson Mnangagwa has created jobs in Zimbabwe. That's to the contrary. There is no job that Emmerson Mnangagwa has created. When he came in, you heard him crying out loud, jobs, 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 jobs. But we have not seen any job that is created by the NPF government. In fact, we've seen more companies moving away from Zimbabwe and more companies being closed down, leaving hundreds of thousands, you know, jobs in Zimbabwe. If you look at the statistics, the numbers do not lie on Google. You will know, you will see that 85% of Zimbabweans are not employed today. It means only 15% those who are in civil service. And those that are in there, including doctors, nurses, they are underpaid and overworked. You see a doctor as little as 300. We have seen that if you benchmark that against what other SADC countries are paying their doctors, health workers, it becomes a shame that we even that a salary to someone who is trained for 7 years. So Dr. Mabasa to come here and even try and say that the situation is better in Zimbabwe is an embarrassment, not an insult to the 5 million Zimbabweans that are outside the country. If there was any form of jobs in Zimbabwe, we'll be having 5 Zimbabweans in the country. We don't want to be here. We want to be in our country. But we are here because there's nothing in Zimbabwe. So that's why we continue to say, are not yet who we are not independent. The things that our forefathers and our mothers fought for have not yet been realized. One of the key things that we fought for the liberation struggle that sparked Murenga 1, Umvukelo 1, Chimurenga 2, Umvukelo 2 was the land issue. But how many people, how many Zimbabweans benefited from that land program? We have ZANU PF and their colleagues owning 2, 3, 4 farms, and everyone else is still away. So we haven't realized what our forefathers, what all those comrades fought for and died for. And that's why we should continue as Zimbabweans to fight for taxation and ensure that Zimbabweans have got jobs, Zimbabweans are going to decent schools, and in our hospitals, we have medicine, we have equipment, we have everything that we find in other countries, Mozambique, in Zambia, in South Africa, you know, things that are at par with us. So let's continue to fight. And the biggest fight that we have now is to ensure that people go and register to vote and we all turn out en masse in 2023 to remove this government.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's turn to Bongi, our other guest that is in here, and Bongi is working in Botswana. Bongi uzwile lapha ke umabaza. Esithi ngcono usidingela umsebenzi. Ngcono ukhanda umsebenzi ubuye eZimbabwe. Kambe kuyenzakala khona xa sikhangela wena.
Kuyenzakala lokho ngoba lo bangaze ngidinga umsebenzi noma ngaze ngifuna ukuzothengisa. Leleyo mali yethu eZimbabwe ayithengi kwamanye amazwe. Bazofika bethenge ngayo ngapha. Ngingathenga ngayo sokumele ngiyenzeni mina, sokumele ngihlale phansi, ayikho into engizoyiwoda khona ngapho ekhaya ngaleyo mali. So asikho isidiyo sokuthi ngivule i-business ngibuye ekhaya. Kuzokufana lokuthi ngiyadlala nje. Angeke ngithi ngibuya ngizothengisa izinto zami zithengwe ngamanga, then kuthiwa ama-RSTG. And then i-RSTG alithengi ngitsho lakuliphi ilizwe, lithenge ekhaya kuphela. So I think they have to kufaka lathi imali yethu engathi levalu ezakwazi ukuthenga kwamanye amazwe. Lathi ukuze sikwazi ukuthi siwode kwamanye amazwe sibuye sizothengisa kithi engqimbe singaphila impilo engcono.
Kodwa kuyenzakala yini ukuthi kuphilwe impilo engcono? Kuyini ongakukhuthaza ukuthi uhulumende akwenze bonke? Kuna kubona kwakho?
Mina into engicela kakhulu yimali nje engathi levalu ukuthi beyenze la imali engakwazi ukuthenga kwamanye amazwe. Yiko kungathi maybe kungathi nceda lalo bathi abesibhoda jumper siyenzani. But at least ke kule mali yethu lathi abantu abazosihlonipha ngayo. Ngoba lapha kwamanye amazwe bazabe sitshela ukuthi lisebenzisa imali yethu. Ye kwathini kwathini vele babekhuluma into eziningi. So sabe singela lathi ukuthi singathini.
Ye siyawuza kakhulu Bongi. Ngibambe khonapho ngayikhatshana. So Dr. Mabaza, what Bongi is saying is that Zimbabwe should fix the economy. Like, you know, the money that is being used, the currency that is being used right now, RTGS and others, says you cannot use that in any other country except Zimbabwe, you know? So opening up a business is something that is very difficult for her in her position. So she says, understand her very well that she is in a fix right now. So what's the best way for Bongi going forward?
Just to understand one point, the first point we need to all understand is every country's money does not work in another country unless the country is allowed to do so. The Botswana pula does not work in Zimbabwe. It does not work in South Africa either. You cannot buy with a British pound in America. So every country, its own money works in its own country. So Bongi must understand that Zimbabwe and RTGS only works in Zimbabwe. So she has to come to Zimbabwe to do that.
But the US pula, the rand, the pula, they work in Zimbabwe, right?
No, it's because we have adopted a multi-currency, but any other country which does not have multi-currency, they only use their own currency. So we cannot say Zimbabwe and RTGS does not buy in Botswana. Yes, it is because Botswana does not have multi-currency. Even pound, even US dollar does not work in Botswana. If you want to use that money, you go through the foreign exchange rules of that country. So the fact that the RTGS cannot buy anything outside the country, that is the purpose of monetary policies the world over. So we cannot then want Zimbabwe to do those wonders. But what I was saying is, I'm going to respond to Mr. Nube first, who was shaking with anger in his own confusion. We must understand that Zimbabweans abroad, they must have a sacred obligation and the responsibility to build their nation, not to castigate their own country. They must have an abundant zeal to love their country, to protect their country, to talk good about their country, and to come up with ideas to develop the country. The country cannot be developed by being angry and just saying we are not free because of ABCD, which is nonsense. Zimbabweans, we must know, like what the president said today, that by 2023, Zimbabwe is on a course of achieving over $12 billion in mining industry only. And that means by next year, there will be a lot of jobs for Bongi, a lot of jobs for Jokora who wants to go home, a lot of jobs for people who want to go home. Yes, jobs are there. We are creating them. Yes, let me tell you, the world has become a global village. Here in England, Zimbabweans are not the majority. The Nigerians are the majority, but they are the richest in Africa. Go to South Africa. Zimbabweans, they are believed to be the majority because they do all the jobs they want to do. But the majority migrants in South Africa are Nigerians. But Nigerians are not suffering like what we say. So every world, every country you go to, there is a foreigner. The world is now meeting together everywhere because you have become a village, which is called a global village. So it is not a proof of bad governance of Zimbabwe that everybody in every country tries to go wherever they think, because the grass is always greener that other side. And that does not mean your side is not green. And again, it is not the right thing to simply think that if you can't get a job, it is because the government is not giving a job. There are so many people who can come and start jobs. You can, when we say start, be self-employed, we are not simply saying come and sell. The problem we have, most of us, is we think business is to sell and buy. There are so many things we can do. We can start business. She, Bonnie, is already equipped. She can come back home and start a business of cleaning into the houses, asking people to bring their children to his house and look after her house and look after them. She can start a cleaning company. She has already had experience of that in Botswana. So she can do it when she's a master of herself. When people come to her and pay her, when people leave their children at their house, when people come and say, Bonnie, can you clean our house? She can clean 10 houses a day and make so much money. That can be done. We can be innovative as Zimbabweans. We don't just sit down and wait for government to do something. It is a shame that we have got a budding party like CCC with a big man like Sekou Toure here who believes just they have to be spoon-fed by government. Everybody in the world is not employed by his government. Some people are employed by private companies. Some employ themselves. Some employed by their parents. We can go and make Zimbabwe work by being home. And do exactly what can be done, which is legal. We don't have just to go home and wait in a queue for the government to give us a job. Government have got some areas which they can employ you. There are some areas which they cannot employ you, so you have to be employed by private companies. You can employ yourself by other countries who run their businesses in our countries. And as we have said to you, that the mining sector alone is going to bring us about 12 billion by 2023. And look at that. Recently, our country, we assumed the vice chairmanship of both Kimberley Process Certification, talking about diamonds, and we will be the chairs of this by 2023. And still, it means our diamonds are now getting into the market. So we are going to be having more fortunes coming up to Zimbabwe now. And what we are saying is, this is all because of the cleverness, because of the astute wisdom of our president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. So what we are saying is by 2023, all these problems will be gone. And vote for ZANU-PF. Look up to ZANU-PF. This independent must tell you that 42 years, we put a full stop. From next year upwards, ZANU-PF must be given a chance to show that we can be better than what we were
along. Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Let's bring in some people who are actually at Baba Fish Stadium just to hear their views on some of these things that people are talking about here.
Mandlovu, ulinganjeni ukuthi inkinga abane selibhekane layo lifika lapha e Baba Field Stadium.
Hayi, le nkinga ungangeni phakathi kwemfuzo obukela ibhora zakatshana egwane.
Senator Khalfani Phukeni, Senator wabobulawayo, ngize lapha njengoba sazi ukuthi ilizwe lethu selile minyaka engu-42. Manje ngithi ngizozwa ukuthi umongameli usiphatheleni ngayo le 42. Sengizwile abantu esitrateni bethi kunzima badonsa kadalana. Manje ngithi ngizwe ukuthi umongameli yena uthi isolution yokudonsa kwabantu nzima kanje ikuphi, kuzoyenza njani?
Lithini ngokuyehluleka kokungena kwabantu phakathi?
Ukuhluleka kokungena kwabantu phakathi kubonisa ukuthi abantu abayenze le nto bebengakwazi lokuthi abantu bazoba baningi, bazoyenza njani abantu masebebaningi. Sebevalela abantu phandle, mhlawumbe le ZDC khona la, i-ZDC la isivaleliwe phandle. So kuthiwa gate to gate, umuntu engihamba layo ngumuntu obheka i-signal. I-signal ingawa kutho ukuthi country yonke ayisozibone ukuthi kwenzakalayo.
Ibizo lesibongo
mina ngothula lokasiziba mama.
Bakasiziba, lingantshela ukuthi dubo banele ibhekane labo ngesikhathi lizothakazelela uzibuse lapha ewayini
Baba Field Stadium. Okay, inkinga ekhona, inkinga ekhona, besicabanga ukuthi thina sizothakazelela uzibusa ngithi But uzibuso wamkhulu ngalo uyabuswa akuthongi uzibuse uyabuswa yena uzibuso wakho so hayi manje manje yafika ngoba nasitelwa ngesikhathi sokuthi kumele sifike esikhathi bani sizokwenzani senzela ngisho but manje sokuzima ukuthi nasingene ngapha singene stadium lo celebrate lo lelo birthday lelizwe lelizwe silitelwa ukuthi libirthday but kulibona kwakhona ibirthday fana nzima nzima ungathi uthanda ukuba nzima ngoba manje anikuthi sizokholiza ngisho but manje sivalelwa phansi ngobani abaphakathi ngabangapha abaphakathi bavela ngapha abaphakathi babisiwe
ngabakhona ba
babisiwe balethiwe so hayi labi akulandlala lapha akwenzakala okwenzakalayo yikho kukhona akula nto esingayenzi yikho kukhona akula nto esingayenzi.
So those are some of the people, marvelous, that wanted to get inside Papa Fish Stadium, but they didn't manage to do so. And most of them, they were saying they'd gone there to watch Highlanders. They're not talking about independence. One of them, when he was asked about independence, he ignored the question altogether. So it meant that there could be some challenges here and there. So let's bring in Mr. Tsokora and then Mr. Ngobe, then we'll conclude our shows. Gentlemen and ladies, we're going to give each one of you only 1 minute to answer this question. Is it okay for Zimbabweans to celebrate independence? Mr. Tsokora, go ahead. 1 minute in English, 1 minute in Shona. I'm telling you.
Regarding tanga nda nda pindura zvataurwa navamavaza, tingarege vamavaza vachiuya kuzonyepera vanhu pano. Ndanyara ndichiona vamavaza vachitsatsarika kuda kuvhara zvataurwa navomi kuti mari yeZimbabwe aitenge aina zvainokwanisa kuita. Iwo vanga vachitaura kuti rand arikwanise kutenga kuAmerica kana kuUnited Kingdom. Manyepo, rand rako katakura unoenda naro kuUK, wopinda mubhanga, wotopiwa mari imomo mapounds, wototanga kushandisa. Izvi hazvisi zvimwe chete nepepa redu rinonzi bonds. Rinenge ratofanana nepepa remutoilet. Nokuti kana wapinda naro muAmerica ukapinda naro muUnited Kingdom, haukwanise kuenda mubank uchinopiwa mari inoshanda kuti ukwanise kutenga. Saka vamavaza ngavaregedze kuya vachinyepera vanhu. And he also
yes, and then my question.
And then he also used the word nonsense on Triple C and on the citizens of Zimbabwe. What is nonsensical, Dr. Mavaza, is a government that is looting people's resources, is a government that gets millions of dollars from donors from Europe, from America, from the United Kingdom to put money in hospitals and then they loot. That is what is nonsensical. And then coming to your question, yes, we will celebrate independence just for the part that people died for it. You know, people like Josiah Magama, Tongo Gara, Joshua Ngomo, and many others that shed their blood for this independence. But we will not celebrate what is there right now because there is no independence at all. We are not independent. People who are 5 million people who are outside Zimbabwe will tell you that they are not independent. And the 10 million people that are in Zimbabwe, that are suffering in Zimbabwe, will also tell you that they are not independent.
If you give a politician a mic and then you say 1 minute, it's going to be 2 hours. So
we are not yet.
Judge, Mr. Ngobe, I'm off channel. 1 minute.
Yeah. Thank you, Mavaza, and his party should provide the 2 million jobs that were promised in 2018. I would say it is okay to celebrate independence for those who are free and independent. It will be okay for them to do that. But for those like me who are not free, who are not independent, it will be foolhardy for us to celebrate our own demise. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Bongani Dube.
Thank you.
10 seconds.
I mean, independence in the Aiko Babu Dube, no.
Yes, I was akulu. Thank you very much, Mr. Mabaza. Celebrating independence, good idea, bad idea. 10 seconds.
It is a good idea. It shows that we are Zimbabweans. It brings our Zimbabweanship and being Zimbabwean. And every person celebrates his birthday. So our nation must celebrate its independence. And we must celebrate it together with the party which has been ruling us since independence because it's the best party ever.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mavaza. On that note, we come to the end of the program today. We wish to thank all our guests today. That is Dr. Mavaza, Dr. Mr. Tsokora, Miss Bongi, Bongani Dube, and Tanta Moses Dube, Ngobe. Sorry, Mr. Ngobe. Signing off is Kips Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Linda Marvelous Mhlanganya uye in Washington DC saying good night Zimbabwe.